FBI Assistant Director Martha Meyerstein lounged on a cream sofa on the sun deck of the luxury yacht, gazing out across the water. In the distance, the lights of Cala San Vicente twinkled. The whitewashed houses and villas built into the rugged mountains shielded the quiet town. The early evening sun splashed the distant cliffs in a tangerine glow. She closed her eyes for a moment, glass of wine resting on her lap. She felt like she was truly unwinding. "I could get used to this life," she said. Anne McCall, her closest friend from college, laughed. "I love the Mediterranean in the summer. It's the best. I seem to have lost all track of time." "That's a good thing, right?" Martha nodded. "A very good thing. I'm glad you joined me for this trip. Feels like old times." "Doesn't Sergio mind you taking off for a full month on his yacht?" Anne laughed. "My second husband is more chill than my first, let me tell you." Martha smiled. "I hear you. Besides, he's working on some highly leveraged deal of some sort in Singapore, place of the future, he keeps saying." "This is more my speed," Martha said. "Time standing still. Time to breathe. My mother-in-law, God bless her, wants us to go and live with her in Madrid, but I like having my own space." "I know what you mean. That said, you're lucky to have an understanding husband in your life. What about you?" "What about me?" Martha said. "You're happily divorced now, right?" "I wouldn't say happily divorced, Anne. Give me a break. You know what I mean." Martha rolled her eyes. "No, I don't know what you mean." Anne topped off their glasses. "What I'm saying is, why on earth haven't you gotten together with that guy you told me about?"
"John?"
"Yeah, John. Don't act so coy."
"Listen, it's strictly professional."
"Is that all you want it to be, for the rest of your life?"
"Probably not."
"So why don't you give him a call?"
"And say what?"
"Geez, I don't know. Maybe, John, you want to go out to dinner next week and then back to my place? That kind of thing."
Martha winced at the idea of being so forward.
"That's not me, isn't it? Well, maybe it needs to be. Come on, Martha, you're not getting any younger."
Martha laughed.
"Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Besides, you don't know what John is like."
"Neither do you. Maybe you need to find out."
"He's emotionally detached at times. He's complicated."
She grinned.
"Which I like." Anne rolled her eyes. "Give him a goddamn call."
Meyerstein shook her head and took a sip of her wine.
"Maybe when I get back home. He's the one, Martha, you talk about him all the time. Don't forget, I know you. You need a little nudge now and then. Otherwise, you'll be stuck working your tail off year in, year out."